This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And, you know, for the last year, we've heard a lot about hotel quarantine. Let's forget about that. Something a bit nicer, insect hotels. Instead, I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. And very interested to find out what exactly is an insect hotel.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it comes about from the fact that it's a bit of a fad now, but I actually think it's actually quite important. You know, we love to keep our gardens tidy and neat, and we're all out there trimming things and taking things out to the green bin. But in actual fact, a lot of garden debris is home to creatures that live in the gardens, many of them really that help us out in the garden by killing other bugs and just being generally very good at helping us out. And so if you want a tidy garden, then you can make yourself a little insect hotel that the insects can go into. They can shelter or they can sleep or hibernate. They can even mate, have a bit of privacy there.
As people do in hotels.
of course. And then you've got all these creatures sort of scurrying around in the dark or even in the morning, afternoons, really helping you keep the garden thriving.
Right, okay. So what kind of insects do we want to be inviting into our insect hotels?
Okay, well, I think one of the most important ones are the native bees. You know, these are becoming more popular now. People are becoming aware of the fact that Australia has hundreds and hundreds of native bees, and they're becoming more aware of it now because of the collapse overseas of honeybee colonies. You know, they're subjected to viruses and disease, and like this virus that's affecting us, because they live in close contact within the hives, the disease has spread very, very quickly and the hives are collapsing. Now, the native bee is solitary. It doesn't live in a hive, but it still does the most important thing. I mean, the honeybees are great. You know, they produce gorgeous honey, but their most important function is pollination. And without pollination, you don't get food. And, you know, that's what they're concerned about overseas, is the collapse of the bee colonies will have an impact on the food that we eat, because they're just so vital to the whole process. So if we encourage little native bees into our garden, these solitary little things, you know, they can, you know, they if you attract them with certain colours because of their eye spectrums, and they'll hang around and do a really good job for you.
Right. What kind of colours attracts the native bees?
They like purple. They like yellow. They like aqua blue, orange, bright colours, you know, like flowers, basically.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense, because when I was living in Roxby Downs, the desert, the house I was staying in had really bright purple flowers in the backyard, and I got a couple of good shots of a bee just hanging around those flowers.
Yeah,
so that's checks out.
Well, colours do attract them, but also so does often the perfume. Mm. But bees have, you know, a different, slightly different eye spectrum to what we do, so those bright colours really do attract them.
Hmm. So what kind of materials then make a good hotel for insects?
Well, just things that you can pick up around your garden, you know, like, for example, ladybirds, which eat all the aphids that might grow with your trees a bit unhealthy. They like little bundles of twigs and sticks. Now, lacewings, they also like aphids, and they like to nestle in a bit of straw. The honeybees, they like, not the honeybees, the native bees, they like holes in wood. Or bamboo hollows, those sorts of things. But they also like to dig in sand and clay. Damsel bugs, they like soft greenery. And they're really important because they eat caterpillars and leafhoppers that eat our leaves. And then the native earwigs, they like soft-bellied creatures like caterpillars, etc. And they like to wriggle under sand and stones. So you can collect all your little garden debris and, you know, throw it together in a old crate that you've got. Make sure you've got a roof to protect it from rain. And, you know, just make a higgledy-piggledy place that, you know, they're not particularly concerned about style. Function is the main thing with them. And, you know, put in sticks, bamboo hollows, timber offcut stones, even banksia cones or pine cones, clumps of gum nut, bit of bark. Even throw the old brick in, because, you know, especially the modern ones that have holes in it, you know, that they generate a bit of heat as they're looking for warmth, a bit of shredded cardboard, anything that's natural. If you're going to use any timber, but just make sure it's not hasn't been treated, because that will repel insects.
No worries. Well, that sounds very interesting. Hopefully we see more insect hotels popping up in gardens across the area. But Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.